Radio Theater this morning. The amazing Kate Horvath joins us from the Duluth Playhouse's Children's Theater to talk about our Theater for Young Audiences, Roald Dahl's The Fantastic Mr. Fox, The Fantastic Ms. Horvath. Hi, Kate.
Good morning.
Nice to have you along with us this morning. So you're doing something a little bit different with the show this time. There's going to be more opportunities for some of our local kids to join in. But first, let us just clarify our terms. There's the Duluth Playhouse Children's Theater, and then there's the Theater for Young Audiences. What's the difference?
Yes, the difference is the Playhouse launched a professional ensemble dedicated towards creating theatrical experiences for, you know, very young children and families. So this is a, you know, fabulous children's book that has been adapted into a marvelous stage play, but is very interactive, but geared more toward the, you know, early elementary pre-K, K set. So although it is for the young at heart too, so it's high comedy, lots of slapstick, a tremendous ensemble of local actors, including, you know, Cheryl Skafty, Jody Chiava, Mike Pedersen, you know, folks that you see in our main stage productions doing first-class work. So it just brings a different level, a different experience, and certainly allows us to do shows that are often written for four or five actors or really small ensemble. Those are things we could never do on stage with the Children's Theater when it's a student-based production, because we put, you know, to maximize opportunities, 50, 60, 70, 80 kids plus into a show like The Little Mermaid Jr. or even right now we're doing The Lion King, and that show has 50 kids in it and will include others as well. So it's just a completely different experience as an audience member, very audience participatory, but with that professional ensemble to really anchor the productions, it's been a really cool experience to watch that develop over the last few years.
But what you're doing with this show, which is cool, is that you're adding back some of the kids from some local kids in addition to the professional ensemble from some of your classes. Is that right?
That is true. So this show, Fantastic Mr. Fox, has a very small ensemble of some of our younger actors. And these are, you know, in the 8, 9, 10 crowd, so not our, you know, older, most experienced students, but these young artists bring such joy to the stage. So they play the little foxes and the little animals in the show. And so it's kind of fun when you see, you know, a child as young as 3 in the audience, 3 or 4 years old, and then they see this amazing, super tight ensemble of professional adults. But they can also see themselves reflected alongside that in some of the younger actors in the show. And we had some school matinees in the last couple of weeks, and the audiences just roared. They were just overjoyed with the call and response and the audience participation. So it's a really cool formula, and I'm sure we'll be doing it again in the future.
You know, I think we underestimate how much we as, perhaps kids in particular, rely on the outside world to reflect back to us who we are, what we can be, what our possibilities are. I'm thinking about so often when you hear kids say, we've had a couple of conversations with, for example, Bold Choice Theater.
Sure.
And when the kids in the audience see someone who looks like them on stage, or when a little kid in the audience sees a kid like them performing on stage, it suddenly opens up a kind of a window. Hey, I could do that too.
Absolutely. And we as communities and as a, you know, culture have a great responsibility of modeling what we would like our children to become and providing them opportunities to see the best of us as opposed to the lowest common denominator. So, you know, I'm very proud of the fact that our community values, you know, the arts across the boards, of course, which is so important and very valuable for us, but specifically the children's theater, in that we have only grown participation and support in the last 10 years. And you can see that in our students. You can see that in the communities. You hear kids and families come out and say, hey, I want to do that, or I'm willing to try. And that will translate to other aspects and avenues of their life in addition to, you know, just, you know, I would be willing to try a dance class or a theater class, but they would be willing to try, take a risk, learn something new in any avenue of their life. And two, it's kind of an interesting thing in that the things that kids can take away from performing and or playing music and the things like that can bring them great joy, but also provide them ways to connect with others and ways to experience stories, other cultures. Like right now, for example, we're doing Lion King, and we're, you know, bringing in guest speakers and including, you know, drumming circles and trying to connect with other aspects of our community, which our student population may never have experienced. And that's true of all arts experience, whether it's you're taking in the ballet or whatever, you're getting a story and, you know, possibly learning about another culture, learning about others' differences and learning how folks dialogue about that in an entirely new way. And I think that those things are very important for a community and certainly for children.
Well, you've got some opportunities. We're running out of time. I hate it when that happens.
Oh, yeah.
You've got some opportunities. I know, it's terrible. Thanks for being interesting, Kate. These interviews would be a lot shorter if you were dull. You've got some spring classes coming up soon. If kids are interested or if parents think, hey, well, here's something I like. My, you know, my kids maybe seen this modeled and maybe they thought it looked like fun. How do people find out more information about your spring classes?
Well, we have a beautifully new redesigned website that folks can go to. It's DuluthPlayhouse.org. And there are a variety of classes for all ages. We're actually introducing a new technical theater class this spring. And there's, you know, everything from intro to musical theater for a young student that really like to learn to sing and dance on their own, to our advanced classes, which are focusing on the work of Lin-Manuel Miranda this semester, to our fabulous 5- and 6-year-old classes, which always fill the capacity, and we usually end up having 2 sections. So there's something for all ages, and awesome adult classes, too. So if there is a grown-up out there who's, you know, dying to dance, we have some classes and some cool options, including improv and scene study for those people, you know, the over 18 and out of high school set, to get involved as well.
Oh, I love it when that happens. Thanks so much for joining us, Kate. It's always fantastic. And break a leg with your kids and the fantastic Mr. Fox, all right?
Thank you so much.
Kate Horvath is the lady in charge of the Duluth Playhouse Children's Theater Program. She joined us this morning as our guest on Radio Theater to talk about the Theater for Young Audiences production of Roald Dahl's The Fantastic Mr. Fox. Radio Theater on KUMD is made possible in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.